the War of 1812 broke out, David Glasgow Farragut joined the Navy. Nothing unusual there. Thousands of Americans had volunteered to help protect their young country's hard-won freedom. But it is unusual that at that time, David Farragut was only 9 years old. Even more incredibly, later in the war, at the age of 12, he commanded a captured British ship. So years later, when the Civil War came, Farragut was a veteran of 51 years of service to his country. Now, in August 1864, he planned the crowning stroke of his long and illustrious career. Lying off Mobile, Alabama, with a fleet of 4 ironclads and 7 wooden battleships, Farragut prepared to thread his way through Mobile's narrow harbor entrance. 2 strong forts overlooked the channel, and the passage itself was thickly sown with mines. Farragut's flagship, the Hartford, was second in line as the ships entered the channel. Suddenly, one of the smaller ships cut across the mine belt and exploded instantly. The lead ship hesitated, lost steerage way, and drifted helplessly, threatening the whole formation. Farragut, lashed to the rigging high up on his mainmast in order to see his fleet, instantly gave the order. His ship, the Hartford, must guide the fleet around the helpless lead ship. Her engines labored, and the life of the fleet hung in the balance. Men on deck began to shout, "Beware torpedoes! Beware torpedoes!" Farragut roared down from the mast, "Damn the torpedoes! Go ahead!" And ahead they went. Past the harbor entrance, Farragut's ships broadsided the defending forts into submission, then proceeded to destroy the enemy ships in the harbor. As the Hartford's 25 dead were being laid out on deck for burial, the grizzled old Sea Dog, veteran of so many battles, came topside for the services. His quartermaster said later, "It was the only time I ever saw the old gentleman cry, but the tears came into his eyes like a little child." That's the kind of man David Glasgow Farragut was, a brave patriot, a compassionate man. American lives were precious to him, but he would have gladly given his own to his country.